You are a seeker of better health, change, clarity. You yearn to feel peaceful, fulfilled, vibrantly healthy. You can feel lost in the chaos, the busyness, the feeling that there's just something missing from life. You are ready for a change. Welcome to Moondance Wellness Coaching. I'm your host and coach, Angela Kiddock. I've been on a journey through disease and health that's led me to find deeper meaning and greater fulfillment in life. Taking an expanded view of the word health, let's examine our personal growth, spirituality, our emotions and stress, exploring what it means to embody wellness in today's world. Hello, friends. In my last episode of 2023, I took you all on a little behind-the-scenes journey of my year creating and publishing a book. That book came out in December last year, and I encourage you to check it out. It's called Soul Healing and Spirit Dancing, a seasonal journey to embody the balance, peace, and joy that is your birthright. If you've already purchased the book, thank you. Each chapter follows a different month of the year, but instead of starting in January, the book starts right now in March with the spring equinox and nature's new year. So this is an excellent time to pick up a copy and begin your own journey of soul healing and spirit dancing. Since Amazon no longer has its Look Inside the Book feature for print books, today I wanted to share with you a little sneak peek into the book itself by sharing this audio recording of the book's preface entitled Peace and Ease. You can also check out the book's table of contents to see the monthly chapters and practices by signing up for the newsletter at moondancecoaching.com, as I've been including this table of contents with recent newsletters. Plus, I always recommend signing up for the newsletter as that's the backbone of Moondance, the most consistent place that I stay in contact with all of you, and the place to find out about all of the other happenings like book clubs, soul circles, and upcoming retreats. So get the book, join the newsletter, and sit back and relax as you enjoy this audio version of the preface to Soul Healing and Spirit Dancing. Peace and ease. In my work as a spiritual life and wellness coach, I always have clients fill out an extensive intake form that covers body, mind, heart, soul, and spirit. And do you know one of the main themes that comes up again and again as to why people are seeking out this kind of coaching? It isn't the desire for some kind of elaborate plan to transform and overhaul one's entire life. It's the simple but very real goal of wanting to feel better. Whether it's stress and overwhelm, burnout and fatigue, anxiety and agitation, or a lack of pleasure and fulfillment in life that finally drives one to seek out support, everyone's got a valid reason for simply wanting to feel better. I think there is a deeper part of us that knows that balance, peace, and joy aren't just a nice to have in our lives. They are essentials. In fact, they are our birthright. A second theme that comes up again and again is wanting some form of guidance for the journey, whether it's a nudge in the right direction, a way to honor beginning a new phase of life, or simply a trusted voice for some accountability, support, and someone to bring you back to your own wise inner knowing when those other critical inner voices get a little too loud. So, this book too has a simple goal: to help you discover that elusive sense of peace, joy, and balance that has perhaps gone missing from your life, guide you to awaken to the deeper levels of your soul and spirit, and in the end, to support you in simply feeling better. Peace and ease. When I wanted to feel better in my own life and shift out of the seemingly endless feeling of stress and struggle, I asked for one thing: to feel a sense of peace and ease. And you know what? That's actually what I got. But I'm going to bring you in on a little secret that I learned along the way, Peace and ease are not entirely dependent on our external circumstances. As much as we like to think that peace, ease, joy, and that ever-elusive idea of balance will come our way once we get the dream job, move to the ideal geographic location, or find that perfect new relationship, unfortunately, it's just not the case. When the world pandemic swept across the planet in 2020, I think most of us assumed that peace, ease, joy, and balance would naturally return to our lives once we stopped wearing face masks, scavenging for toilet paper, and feeling like our lives had become some wild sci-fi thriller. And yet, here we are, facing whatever the next personal or world calamity may be, and still waiting. Waiting for our sense of peace and ease. Why hasn't it shown up yet? Because you are still you. Now, don't get me wrong, you are an amazing being. I see you and your splendid gifts. But if your sense of peace and ease is based entirely on external circumstances, you will forever be stuck in the pursuit of happiness. You can keep changing the container you're in, hoping that you'll feel differently on the inside. And you will feel better temporarily. But if you're tired of constantly being in the pursuit of happiness, tired of the chase, tired of always needing the next perfect thing, then it's time to take back your power and learn to embody a sense of peace and ease that you can carry with you no matter what your life throws at you. The good news? It doesn't matter how chaotic or dramatic the world or your life is right now. And with the way the world's been the last few years, there's a good chance it's both chaotic and dramatic. If what you desire to feel inside is a deep and lasting sense of peace and ease, then you have that option available to you right now. That pivotal moment. Let me bring you back to a time in my life when I was not experiencing peace and ease. Even after a decade has passed, I still remember this particular moment so vividly. I was 29 years old, standing at my kitchen sink in our rental house with its freakish lime green kitchen walls. I was washing my juicer for the umpteenth time while spending that summer trying to cure myself of Crohn's disease by exclusively consuming fresh juice, one of many endless attempts to rid myself of this disease that was wreaking havoc on my body and soul. I looked around at the numerous bottles and jars of supplements and tinctures stacked around the kitchen counter, the brown bags full of magic potions and pills lining the entryway. I saw my endless to-do list open on my laptop, staring at me menacingly from the kitchen table. Somehow it was never finished and only managed to get longer. And I noticed a distinct feeling that life had become heavy and difficult and not very fun. I wondered when this had happened. When you're a little kid, you can't wait to become a grown-up and do whatever you want all the time. But somewhere along the way, life had instead become an endless to-do list and a myriad of health issues. This was a rather mundane moment, but it became pivotal for this single reason. I realized with certainty that something was wrong and I knew that it had to change. We can go for days, weeks, even decades pretending that everything is fine on the surface. Maybe we're not even pretending. Maybe we're simply asleep. Asleep to the possibility that our life could be different, that we deserve for it to be better, that there are other possible realities available to us aside from the one we're currently living. Asleep because to wake up and look around at the reality we find ourselves in is painful. But nothing changes if we stay asleep. We end up choosing an entire lifetime of mediocrity in order to avoid one painful moment of waking up to our reality and realizing with utmost certainty My God, something needs to change. In that moment, I knew with certainty that I was not okay carrying on in this way, slowly being crushed by the weight of the world. I craved peace and ease, and I was determined to find it. The radical step. In the decade that followed that pivotal moment, I began an ever-deepening journey of getting out of my own way, living in alignment with my true self, and awakening to the fullest and most empowered expression of who I am, so that my life felt lighter, flowed easier, and kept the flame lit on that once missing spark of childhood wonder and magic. The first few steps I took after that moment were huge in changing the way I felt about my life. Keep in mind that my life externally remained the same for a while. The Crohn's disease was still in and out of remission. I worked a job I didn't really care about, and I spent more time borrowing travel guides on Hawaii from the library than I did actually traveling anywhere. But I kid you not, it was during this very time that I finally tasted my peace and ease. Why? Well, instead of continuing to push and force and control, I took the radical step of doing something I had never done before. I learned how to do less. For someone who has always considered themselves a perfectionist, I assure you this was new territory. First, I signed up for an 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction course. This was amazing. I had always hated meditating because I found it so physically uncomfortable that I couldn't even begin to enjoy whatever mental benefit was supposed to occur behind that magic door. But it was during this course and those moments of quiet meditation that I often experienced my disease symptoms ceasing completely. It was nothing short of miraculous. So, I started making space to practice mindfulness meditation daily. I'll point out here that I am not naturally a morning person at all. These days, I like to be at my desk in my home office by 10 a.m. And by 10 a.m., I mean noon. But at the time, I had a job that made me get up super early, and yet I would still set my alarm to get up a few minutes earlier just so I could drag myself into my yoga room at 7 a.m. and practice 5 minutes of meditation. It was that worth it. Now, I know it's annoying when people say, "I bet you could find 5 minutes," like you're not already packed to the gills. But I bet you could find 5 minutes in your schedule too. While this book is primarily about making changes on the inside, you'll discover that in order to make the space for those inside changes to occur, you might have to make a few tiny tweaks on the outside, like finding your own 5 minutes, but nothing too extreme, I promise. But this isn't a book specifically about mindfulness meditation. It's a book about how to feel better, how to find that elusive sense of peace, ease, joy, and balance, and how to awaken to the deeper levels of your life, your soul, and your spirit. And there are so many paths we can take to get there. In this book, you'll encounter 12 other interesting practices that I hope will provide you with a similarly peaceful destination. And keep in mind that peace, ease, joy, and balance aren't really a destination at all. They are more of a way of experiencing life, a new way that replaces the old way of scarcity, struggle, and suffering. There's an idea that has been expressed by many wise folks across time. The idea that while life will necessarily include pain and difficulty, we do not actually have to suffer. The suffering part is up to us. It doesn't mean that we stop feeling the pain that is an inevitable part of life, or start doubling down on making everything perfect. In fact, it's just the opposite. We start feeling everything, even the hard parts, because feeling is what shakes us back alive. And we let go of the myth of perfection and instead embrace becoming real. A medicinal cocktail of soul healing tools. For me, it wasn't just one thing that brought peace into my life. It was the alchemy of a few tools working in tandem. For example, around the same time that I started with the mindfulness meditation, I also hired a life coach. I wasn't actually looking for a life coach. I was looking for a business coach because I thought, surely there isn't a better time to try to start a business than in the middle of my health falling apart. Good thing I hired a life coach that was willing to work on business stuff with me, and good thing we never actually got around to the business stuff. Surprisingly, there was plenty of life stuff to work on first. Hiring a life coach was a big decision and a large investment of time and money, but it was one of the best decisions I've made in my entire life. But because I'm saving you time and money, you don't have to run out and hire a life coach right now. You can just go ahead and continue reading this book. You're welcome. In all seriousness, though, there are parts of the journey where you might feel compelled to reach out for extra support. Whether that's in the form of a coach, therapist, doctor, healer, spiritual guide, trusted friend, or anyone else, please do so. As I said in the note at the beginning of this book, there's no shame in the healing journey, and you certainly don't need to feel like you have to do this all alone. However, this book is an excellent starting place. Here, I've consolidated for you much of what I've learned over the years from my own experiences of being both client and coach. For example, in addition to the mindfulness meditation and life coaching, I started keeping a celebration/gratitude journal, prompted all those years ago by my amazing life coach, Michelle Stimpson. This practice also took me about 5 minutes because I used a very small journal, so I couldn't overcomplicate the process. I'm going to assume I'm not the only recovering perfectionist here who knows how to overcomplicate absolutely anything. 5 minutes in the morning for mindfulness meditation, and 5 minutes in the evening for my gratitude journal. We'll explore a gratitude practice in depth together later in this book in chapter 4 during the month of June, and I'll address all the reasons why you might not want to keep a gratitude journal so that the practice is super simple and feels truly authentic. And lastly, during that time, I also started practicing a lot of yin yoga, which I found due to the intense Crohn's disease pain and inflammation, restricting the style of yoga I could practice. Goodbye to my sweaty, acrobatic Ashtanga yoga. Hello to a quietly powerful yin yoga. While we won't explore the physical practice of yin yoga together in this book, you'll find that one of the most important principles underlying everything in this book is the idea of rebalancing our yin energy. For me at that time, it was the cocktail of mindfulness meditation, gratitude journaling, and rebalancing my yin energy that became the medicine my soul desperately needed to feel better. By reading this book and playing around with the practices here, I hope you'll discover your own medicinal cocktail of soul healing tools. A word on perfectionism. At this point, I consider myself a recovering perfectionist. The perfectionism used to be the driver in the car of my life, taking me for all kinds of chaotic rides. But now I see it for what it is, and I choose to drive my car myself. Sometimes it rears up and tries to take the wheel, wrapping its tentacles around me, but I'm much better about saying, "Hey, perfectionism, I see you and I hear you, but I'm going to drive this car myself, so please go sit down and take your freaky little tentacles off me." And I found that while trying to break away from that old habit, anything that even hints at needing to show up with perfection doesn't feel good anymore. So there's definitely no need for perfection here. Repeat to yourself, there's no right way, only my way. My own life coach ironed that mantra into my brain, and it was a lifesaver. If you too are showing up to this journey with some active habits like perfectionism or control, just use that to your advantage to help you get these new habits started. And then, over time, I think you'll find that these new practices will help to soften out the hard edges of the old patterns and replace them with something even better, you driving your own car peacefully and with ease. In my past days as a holistic nutrition coach, there was a similar principle that I loved to use with clients, crowding out. The idea was that instead of restricting yourself from being able to eat all the quote-unquote bad foods, you instead start introducing all of the quote-unquote good foods. And over time, the good foods start to crowd out the bad foods. It's a slower practice, but it requires less force and control in the short term and is more sustainable in the long term. So don't worry about the quote-unquote bad habits you might be bringing to the table right now. Just get those new habits going and let them do their work of crowding out the old. Make sure it feels good to your soul. Long ago, before I realized that healing was much more of an inside job, I tried an endless array of things that I assumed were going to help me feel better in the long run, and I decided to do it all perfectly, but I forgot to pay attention to the most important thing, how they were making me feel in the present moment. And if there's one thing I've learned through all of this, it's that you're not going to heal if you hate your healing plan, no matter how much perfection you bring to the table. I learned that the hard way when I ended up in the hospital facing 3 serious intestinal surgeries, despite following my nutritional healing plan perfectly. The healing plan that was stressing me out, flaring up my perfectionist all-or-none tendencies, and sucking the joy from my heart. When I ended up in the hospital, I felt relief. You don't need to end up in a hospital just to experience a moment of taking a breath, getting out of your own way, and stopping all the things you're doing that are actually stressing you out. I learned that lesson so that you don't have to. But I am still very grateful that I tried all those things that were new to me at the time, because the ones that did have a positive impact had a hugely positive impact. Mindfulness, gratitude, and the general rebalancing of my yin energy aren't extremely complicated things, but it is actually insane to me how much these practices changed my outlook on life. I went through some of the worst and most trying times with my health and the Crohn's disease shortly after instituting these rituals, spending 30 days in a hospital, a botched surgery that caused 6 months of complications, and wasting away to a frail 100-pound skeleton. Yet when I read back over my gratitude journal from those times, I'm like, who is this wise person and why is she so calm? Those practices were a lifesaver. Now it's your turn. Go forth to meet and unleash the wise, calm, peaceful person that lives inside of you. Just make sure that whatever you choose to do feels right to you and doesn't become an added source of stress. If you try one of the ideas in this book and find it's not for you, let it go. Just give the practices a whirl and discover what feels good to your soul. The moral of the story. So, what does this all come down to? knowing where to start. Being awake enough to say, this is not the way I want to live my life. Being brave enough to realize, it's not actually my job to carry the weight of the whole entire world on my two small shoulders, and if I don't do something about it, it will in fact crush me, and that will in fact help no one. Being courageous enough to say, I deserve to feel so much better. Close your eyes right now and take a slow, deep breath. Check in with your heart, check in with your mind, check in with your body, check in with your soulful inner knowing, and ask yourself, is there anything you would change if you could? If you're waiting for some perfect moment in the future when life will be calm enough to bestow peace, ease, balance, and joy upon your life, I'm afraid you might never get there. Life's endless chaos will likely continue, just giving you all the more reason to seek peace and ease now. I know it can feel like an insurmountable task to change patterns and behaviors that have been ingrained in you for years. It's work I continue on with even today as I discover ever-deepening healing layers. But like my dad always used to remind me whenever I was feeling overwhelmed, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Take that first bite, that first small step, and I promise you that peace and ease are just around the corner. I hope you enjoyed this sneak peek into soul healing and spirit dancing. If you'd like to pick up your own copy of the book, you can find it everywhere books are available online, or ask your local bookstore to carry the book. If you've already purchased a copy and are enjoying the book, again, thank you! I'd love it if you could take a minute to leave a rating or a review on whatever site you bought it from, or go to goodreads.com, search the title of this book or my name, and leave a rating or review there. And lastly, don't forget to visit moondancecoaching.com to sign up for the newsletter list for companion content to the book, as well as to stay in the know about ways to gather with kindreds virtually and in person, such as via Soul Circle, which is a book club / small group coaching opportunity currently going on now for the spring season, and possibly again this fall, TBD on that, plus a weekend retreat that is in the works for this late summer. For more info on personal growth and wellness coaching, visit moondancecoaching.com. Set up your free intro call or find an upcoming class or event.